Like, your personal brand is personal. It's personal for a reason. It holds a lot of weight in your legacy, in how you make people feel, and the impact that you are going to have a ripple effect with. It gets personal because it truly is. So you should care about it and give it a lot of care and attention. I'm Natasha Zorick, two-time founder and self-made millionaire. This podcast is home to female founders, creatives, and change makers. If you're aspiring to think bigger and earn bigger, then you're in the right place. Get ready to tune into some honest takes on this crazy journey we call entrepreneurship. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Tash Talks. In today's episode, we're going to be unpacking the word for 2022, the beloved personal brand. But more importantly, in today's episode, we're really going to get down and give you three tips on how to build a memorable personal brand. Because you can have one, but every great marketer will aim to be memorable. That is so important. That is the root to visibility. That is the root to the raving fans, client retention, engaged community, increased visibility in that fandom and popularity, and just a profitable, booming business. It comes down to people remembering who the fuck you are, what you're about, and what your business is all about. So there's no hiding from it nowadays. You can't avoid the dire need for a personal brand. Millennials, but more specifically Gen Z, is craving a personal brand more than anything nowadays. Consumers are so fucking smart. Like, honestly, they're onto you, girly. They're onto you. They're watching you like a hawk eye. Or I think that, again, I'm so bad with sayings, but I think that's it. But they're peeping you. They're really stalking, and they're trying to see if they can connect deeply with you. Because consumers, and we all want deeper. We want more connection-filled investments. We want to put our money behind purpose. We want to invest in not only a service and or a product, but we want to invest in shared values. That is the wave now. That is so detrimental to businesses. If you are not loud and proud and so firm on your values and morals as a business, your non-negotiables, and if you aren't preaching that from the top of the mountain to your consumers, and they don't know what you as the founder and the company is all about and what you value deeply, you are losing out on so many beloved, raving, loyal clients, because at the root of your values is the root of your personal brand. And I'm going to bring this back that consumers are smart. They really are. And you're going to hear this topic a lot recently. This is one of the main trends going on right here, right now, is how marketing and the industry is so different from what it once was back in 2019 pre-pandemic. And from that, and the market changing so vastly, so quickly, I have never, ever seen so many businesses close down in 2021. But not only just close down, slow down as well. Sales dropped, views dropped, burnout strong, present, she's loud and proud burnout. She is the driving force in your business, your ruts, your social media breaks. I have seen that story being told time and time and time again for the past year. And this topic is so prominent. I have heard about it time and time and time again. And it wasn't until recently when a private client of mine came to me in this exact energy. And it was kind of like, oh my God, okay, so I've been seeing this, I've been noticing it, I've been seeing the trends. I click this person's profile. When I think of them, it says Instagram user. Oh, they deactivated and liquidated their business. or I've just heard the long stories and posts of like, I'm shutting down with a lot of love and sadness. I'm going to be, unfortunately, you know, closing the books to my business. I've read so many of those posts. And then recently, one of my current clients came to me and her statements and her emotions towards her business, marketing, the industry as a whole, I was like, damn. And it reminded me of myself a year ago before the social experiment, before I said, fuck the industry right now. I'm tired of it. I'm so tired of being burnt out all the time. And I did something about it. And I have created what I'm calling and coining the new era marketing. It's the new wave, the new approach. It's what's going to set the trends now, because the industry's tired. We're tired of how business was, you know, being sold to us, how marketing was being portrayed and like shoved in our faces, and how sales felt. It's just, it's so different because consumers are different. It really is. And so my client, she came to me, and I'm going to relate it to this point, because I'm sure you've heard of it too. As I'm saying this, you're like, yeah, mm-hmm. Or I've actually considered it myself, or I did give up, but I'm back right now. So my client, she came to me and she was like, you know what? For two years, she's like, I have been on the struggle bus. This is coming from someone that has been in business now for almost 4 years. She scaled to multiple six figures, but then she reached a lull, a point where no one was buying. Visibility was so low. Marketing was just not coming to her anymore. Conversions weren't working. And she's a sales expert and she was making no sales. It got so bad that she closed her business down for 4 months. And then only recently, for 6 months now, she's been back in it, and she was faced with the same problem. She was launching, putting all this effort into her business, but it wasn't clicking, and she was burnt out, worn out, and ready to throw in that towel again. She's like, I literally don't know what to do. She came to me worried. She didn't have the money for private mentoring at the time, but she said, you know what? I'm going to make it work. Let's do it. Literally within 10 days, she hit nearly $200,000. $200,000. Because she fell in love with her business the way she never has. She fell in love with herself. She knows her legacy. She knows her purpose. She said it has been marketing that she has never, ever seen. It is so different from what she has been taught for years and years and years in the industry. And she realized how much power she has as a founder, because I put that on a pedestal. I put her unique brilliance on a pedestal. That is what new era marketing is. And from the result of that, and this new energy and this like profound love for how she's showing up, her messaging, and being so fucking clear on who she is and what she's offering, she literally just this week actually closed nearly $30,000 in 1 week. And she went from making no money, $0, closing down, getting a 9-to-5 job, completely quitting, and then in 10 days hit nearly $200,000 in sales. And we're just getting started. And now because of this, she's claiming $3.2 million next year in 2023. That's some powerful shit. And why this happened and why it's tied to building a memorable personal brand is because I prioritized that in her private mentoring. I started to focus on that rather than throwing all of these random strategies at her, more lessons and lessons and lessons. And we focused on the root. We really got deep and built strong, strong foundations that built momentum, that built and resulted in incredible fucking marketing. And from that marketing, it resulted in sales. So right now, building a bulletproof personal brand is a sure way you can cut through the noise right now. Even if you feel like the industry is going downhill for you, it's been tough, it's been a really rough few months, that is a sure way you can cut through the noise, I promise you. And from this, you're becoming memorable, which we know that is so detrimental to the success of your business, but you are also becoming in demand, which is one of the 7 forms of FOMO that is going to generate more revenue within your business. Now, before we get into my 3 tips, because you know I'm going to come with the tips for you on how you can build a memorable personal brand today, here, right now, I'm going to kind of go over what even is a personal brand. What the heck is it down to the definition? And I'm going to come from the standpoint of, in my humble opinion, what I think a personal brand is. Well, truly, without looking it up on Google and finding a generic description, from my heart, a personal brand is what I would characterize as a living, breathing entity within your very own business. It is the walking mascot, if you want to say, and traits that your brand has, the personality it is exuding out to your consumers and audience and the world, the values, the traits, the mannerisms, the likes, the dislikes, the morals it holds, an attitude, that is all based upon and creates your personal brand. It's who your brand is beyond the service and or product it provides. It holds so much depth and levels to it because it's going to be the reason that people, again, remember who the hell you are and what your brand is all about. The meaning and purpose behind it is beyond the actual thing that's being sold. What you're selling is the emotions, the way they can connect to the service and offer and business beyond, again, what you are actually selling. And that is what a personal brand is. You are building a real life entity, almost a human being, an archetype within your business, so that people, when they think of your business name, that name is being said, they can automatically put almost a human, an archetype to it. And they go, oh, okay, I know what that business is all about. I can say their vibe, their morals, their color vibe, their palette, the design, their style, what they're like super proud of, kind of their mannerisms. Are they like a Gen Z style? Are they like a baby boomer style? What is the vibe they're going for? They can preach that out because you have a personal brand.
While there might be music that hypes you up just right for work, most music out there pulls on your attention. Not ideal when you're totally slammed with work. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot on whether they'll actually push you to be more productive. This is why we've sought out and partnered with Brain.fm. These guys have audio technology, neural phase locking, that generates rhythmic wave patterns that shift our neurons into focus mode. No guesswork. They've got scientific studies that back up its performance, and their sweet tech is patented so you can't find it anywhere else on the World Wide Web. As a bonus, their soundtracks are fire. If you'd like more tips on how to personalize Brain.fm for your high-performance needs, then head on over to www.brain.fm and sign up using the code NatashaZorich or by clicking the link in the show notes to save 20%. That's www.brain.fm and use code NatashaZorich. NatashaZorich to save 20%.
Now that we kind of went over what the description is to me, and in my humble opinion, I'm going to give you 3 solid tips in today's episode on how you can start building that personal brand. So I want you to get your pen and paper out, or get your Google Doc, whatever your vibe is, your phone, your notes tab, whatever you want to do to write these notes down. But I really do want you to take note and take action. Number one, select 1 to 3 personal things that you do, okay, on who you are as a founder, as a human being outside of your business. Name 1 to 3 personal things you do and want to share with your audience. But more importantly, how you can share it consistently. Because without the consistency piece, you're just sharing one little fact one time. In order to build a personal brand, you have to do it repetitively. You have to do it consistently so people can actually remember and it can be rooted within your brand. Now, what are some examples? Well, my personal brand, if you were to look at my business, I'm huge on gold jewelry. I'm a Missouri partner. I'm known for having a Tesla. I'm known for cackling and laughing and not taking myself seriously and telling the most outrageous story times and letting people in on these crazy life adventures on my close friends, which quickly, by the way, if you want to join the close friends, it is a whole vibe. And I catch myself posting there more often than not. And I catch myself posting there more than my actual story. So DM me on Instagram at Natasha.Zorich, close friends, and I will happily add you. But some other things in my personal brand is that I'm a fitness lover. People know me for going to the gym and always saying, grow into peach, mama. People know that I love, 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 love the gym and fitness and just health through and through. I'm also known for having my boyfriend, Brandon. He has a true fandom over on the close friends list. They love him there. I post him there all the time. It's hilarious. I'm known for loving my wine, my Pinot Grigio more specifically. I'm known for luxury living. There's certain things for two fur babies that people can just preach out about me. And that is through and through within my brand. I'm known as the aesthetic business mentor, the neutral girly. It goes on. And I have picked a whole list of things that I want to consistently infuse in my marketing so people know who the hell I am and they can connect to those points because they see themselves within me. And that is something I want you to do. So we're not going to ask you to make a list of 10 here, but pick 1 to 3 personal things like who you are and start sharing that consistently and ask yourself, how can I add this into my marketing today, right now? Number 2, we're going to kind of piggyback off number 1 and build momentum here and get a little deeper. I want you to ask yourself, who are you outside of the founder role? Like really, really sit on that question and think about it. What do you want to be known for? Remembered for? How do you want to make people feel when they're engaging with your brand? Are you so focused on the 1 to 3 creators that you just adore and you're kind of trying to mix and match their personalities or just that one person you really, really look up to? And you've almost lost yourself in their content. Maybe it's your coach or mentor. But have you taken a moment to say, who am I? And who do I want to be remembered for? Am I showing up as my true, true self? And does my space right now in my business really feel and look like me? And that question again, how do you want to make people feel within your brand, your personal brand as well? When someone refers or talks about you, what do you want them to say? What do you want them to speak to when they're speaking about your character and qualities as a human being? Not so much as a business. Yes, that matters a ton, the service and who you are as a founder and a service provider, but it really matters a lot on who you are as a human as well. Because if you haven't heard this, we're emotional buyers, especially women. We are like super, super duper emotional buyers. And one thing as humans that we will never forget is how someone makes us feel. And if you can make someone feel fucking incredible when consuming your personal brand, they feel safe. They feel secure in their nervous system. They feel at home. They know that there's similarities they can connect to, that you're their type of people. Now, when I say this, you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea or everyone's people. And that's the whole point. You want to be more specific. So shedding away or having people that don't resonate with you is a good sign. That means you are being very firm on your personal brand. But let's think about it for a second. And again, ask yourself, like your personal brand is personal. It's personal for a reason. It holds a lot of weight in your legacy, in how you make people feel, and the impact that you are going to have a ripple effect with. It gets personal because it truly is. So you should care about it and give it a lot of care and attention. If you haven't, this is your sign. And go look up some stats too on Google and really immerse yourself within the power of the personal brand and how it really is the word of 2022 and 2023 and beyond. Businesses that hop on this and really, really hone in on their personal brand are going to be the ones that stand the test of time and push through and have pushed through the pandemic and are going strong right now and not impacted with this collective lull that's been going on. So I hope you took notes there and I want you to get deep. Number 3, and this is a good tip for you, okay? And it's rooted in one of my favorite topics, sales psychology, personal brand. And I've noticed a lot of people talk on this, but personal branding, you know, they'll hit home to you shining and putting certain stories on a pedestal and getting really, really clear on who you are and sharing that with your audience. But I really do come from that standpoint because that is correct. That's what you should be doing. But there's so much more to it. And a personal brand is so deeply rooted within advanced sales psychology. When you can tap into that side of the personal brand and have these data-driven strategies to really get your personal brand out there, oh my gosh, you are going to be embedding yourself within people's subconscious mind. It is powerful. That is what I coach and mentor in my new era marketing. And actually in my mastermind, 6 figures to 7 figures that we are starting in November, I'm taking applications now. It's linked in the show notes. But we get deep on this. But basically, tip number three here is it's rooted in sales psychology. But how can you monetize your personal brand? I want you to ask yourself that. And a lot of people don't think about this, but this takes it to a whole other level. And it's so rooted in sales psychology. And here's why. Here's why. This is something I have coined for my girlies that know what a micro commitment is and a macro commitment is in sales psychology, which I will explain. But I have coined this a medium commitment in sales psychology. Now, what is that? So a micro commitment is when you get a lead to say a small yes. A small yes can look like engaging on your story, replying to your email, DMing you, downloading your freebie, attending your free masterclass, just engaging and saying yes to you, yes to consuming your content and giving you their time. A macro is a purchase. It's a transactional aspect to it. So this is what you call building the yes ladder. A smart marketer, a smart saleswoman or salesperson will build up that yes ladder and build up the micro to a macro commitment. Now, what I noticed was there's a gap in that model. So I came from the standpoint and my little strategy brain, psychology brain, looked at the personal brand. I was like, how can you make this more powerful? How can you make it hold more weight? You can monetize it. Ooh, okay. I'm going to call this a medium commitment because the purchase isn't necessarily coming from your brand. It's you talking about someone else's brand. What does that mean? What am I talking about? Influencer marketing, affiliate marketing, where you market someone else's brand. So a medium commitment is when someone's making a purchase, it's linked to you, but it's just not from your business. So let's say personal brand, how can we monetize it? How have I monetized it? Let's go and talk about this podcast, how I have a sponsor, and you're going to hear about these commercials shortly. Brain.fm. I have partnered up with Brain.fm. They are a data-driven, scientific-based music company that has done endless amounts of studies and research on music that promotes deep, deep focus for creative, deep work. And specifically, it helps people with ADHD and neurodivergent brains. It is such an incredible company. And I actually have it linked in my show notes as well, so you can sign up. They have an app. They have a desktop version. But that is incredible because that's a part of my personal brand and a brand I stand by. And it's about staying deep focused. You know, I've recently come to terms that I have ADD, and this has helped me so much get my work done and be hella productive. That's a part of my personal brand. I'm also partnered with Mejuri and I have an affiliate link and I make money off that affiliate link. And they send me a bunch of their gold jewelry to promote. So I've monetized my personal brand. Other things is I have two fur babies. I'm known for having my cats in my personal brand. Guess what? I quite literally partnered up with a luxury cat business and they build the most beautiful, high-end, real wood, gorgeous cat beds and like little statue things and just so aesthetic. It looks like a beautiful piece of furniture, but you get bamboozled. It's a cat bed and you can't really tell. And I've partnered up and I have an affiliate link. So I make money off my personal brand. And that is a way to become and create a memorable personal brand. You now have made extensions and other streams of revenue from you being you, from you being memorable and monetizing it. And I implore you to go analyze leading experts within the industry, any big marketers. And I can guarantee you that they have sponsors, they have partnerships, they have collabs to drive home their personal brand. They are influencers as they have scaled to, if you want to say, and I'm putting in quotations, celebrity status. That is so smart because you are now becoming so memorable and sharing these awesome other brands with your audience and getting medium commitments. Therefore, you're just going to naturally get more sales in your business. So those are my three tips for you. Number one, select one to three personal things that you do want to share. Do it consistently. Ask yourself about those questions that I went over. Who are you outside of the founder role? Number three, monetize your personal brand wherever you can. Step into influencer marketing. Now, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I hope you really are getting inspired and lit up about building your very own personal brand. This should be something on the forefront of your to-do list for 2023. And if it is, and if this has inspired any ounce for you to dive so deep within it, build that leadership, build that influence, because to lead is to influence. To build that personal brand, then I am going to implore you to click that link in the show notes. Go on my Instagram as well at natasha.zorich, link in bio. I have my mastermind application there. I have more information. My DMs are open. Ask all the questions. My emails are open. We can even book a 15-minute coffee chat if you just DM me coffee chat. And I'm all ears. If you want to get into this, you want to scale your business sustainably, you want to step into this new era of marketing, you want to be memorable like you've never been more memorable than ever before, and you really want to hone in on your unique brilliance, how you are your best asset, and really amp up your marketing in such a refreshing way, then let's do this. This is my 4-month-long mastermind that has gotten so many incredible results from the last round. And yeah, I hope to see you apply. I'm here for any questions. And until next time, I'll see you in the next episode, my love. Thank you for listening to the Tash Talks podcast. My name is Natasha Zorich, and I encourage you to be an audacious leader in both your life and business. If you love tuning in, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and follow along at www.natashazorich.com/podcast and over on Instagram at natasha.zorich. See you soon.